And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, also with Vermilionville, Greg Guidros, who is the Recreation and Education Coordinator there, here to talk about their Seed to Skillet series that started in the springtime, has progressed through the summer, and now we're into fall, which is, for a lot of people, the favorite time to think about harvesting and preparing goodies. And this Saturday, you're going to have a workshop on your fall presentation, which is called Peppers and Preserves. And have you all been growing peppers out there at Vermilionville?
That's right. The peppers are really lush on the vine right now. I got plenty of fresh peppers, a lot of green peppers that are waiting. So tomatoes are pretty much all done. And right now we still have lots of peppers still on the vine. So we'll be making pepper jelly on Saturday.
So you're going to show people how to do that from start to finish.
That's right. From start to finish, we'll take them everywhere. So beginning in the year, we took them on beginning the garden, starting the garden, taking care of pests. And now we're moving into the harvest season, right? So the harvest moon has just passed us. So we're moving into harvesting season, and all of our spring crops are pretty much done. And another thing that we're focusing on at this point of year, because we're moving from our spring garden into our fall garden, is seed collecting. So we'll actually have a guest speaker with us on Saturday, Chris Adams, with the Cultural Research Institute of Acadiana, or CRIE. And he is actually going to be our guest speaker on seed collecting and seed saving techniques. So Chris is going to be with us, and we'll also have someone doing a cooking demonstration. We'll be doing pepper jelly, we'll be doing muscadine jelly, and we're going to also cover red beans and rice and collard greens, because as we're talking about seed saving, drying out your seeds, red beans and rice is actually a dish that is made from dried storage seeds. So it all kind of goes together whenever we start talking about how the food and the culture came about. It's all about being a part of the season.
You know, that probably surprises a lot of people when you say the red beans that we cook to eat are actually seeds, that you could use those to create more beans and seeds.
That's right.
But and that is also another part of the sustainable food movement that maybe we don't think about, you know, that our grandparents, great-grandparents did not run down to the store to buy their seeds. They saved them from year to year and learned to harvest them from their crops.
That's right. And that's exactly what Chris is going to be going over. So we're going to cover collecting seeds, selecting for good genetics. We'll also be covering exactly how many plants of a certain species you want in a row, a distance you want between certain crops, because if you plant cotton next to okra, they're both in the same family, and they'll cross-pollinate, and you'll start getting okra that tastes like cotton, which is not so good. So,
are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
Oh, man. And you're going to have cotton that feels like okra or slimy cotton.
Yeah, not so tasty, right? So, yeah, we'll be definitely covering different things to pay attention to whenever you are growing your crop out into seeds, and also the size of a seed population. That way you can keep the genetics nice and varied, so you can have a disease-resistant and drought-resistant crops as you're selecting for seeds.
Well, I think anyone who's growing a vegetable garden should probably go to that workshop, because how many of us just sort of put the plants, the vegetable plants, wherever we want to, and we don't even think about that families that you might actually get some really strange taste from having cross-pollinated.
That's right. And if you talk to anybody that has had a garden before, if you ever planted cucumbers and cantaloupe really close to each other, you kind of come up with a cucalope. That's right. It's definitely something you want to pay attention to. And if you're collecting for seeds, you probably wouldn't want to be collecting
cucalope seeds.
Right.
Or you know, you might start a new trend.
That's right.
That's a whole another part of the art of collecting seeds. That's exactly how
a cucalope smoothie or something.
That's right.
But yeah, but the okra tasting like cotton, that's definitely one. Although very few of us do grow cotton in our vegetable gardens, not lately anymore.
Enough.
Right. But still, that is incredibly useful information, and which is what you all have tried to do throughout the entire series
this whole
year. So somebody talking about seeds, and maybe just mention to people what CRIE is about, what their purpose is.
So CRIE is the Cultural Research Institute of Acadiana, and it's still a kind of young organization, and basically the focus is to find the old Cajun and Creole farmers out there, because there's so much knowledge about how to grow things, what to grow, and a lot of that is kind of hidden in the community, and the whole focus of Create is going out and interviewing these old farmers and working out deals where we could actually maybe grow out some of their seeds and keep these seeds alive, because a lot of the crops that we grow here in South Louisiana have come from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, okra is an African crop. We have tomatoes and peppers. This all comes from South America. We have corn from North America. We have carrots, turnips, and all these things are European in origin. So all these different seeds come from all over. And the old people, it was something that was a part of life. You know what I mean? Growing seeds, selecting seeds, it was you didn't think twice about it.
It's what
you
had to
do. That's right. It's how we survived. So kind of collecting the knowledge from these old growers and keeping it alive before it passes away with them. And that's one of the biggest focuses of Create. So if there's anybody out there that has a good old seed stock and is interested in perpetuating that seed stock and sharing that with the people and the culture, Saturday would actually be a very good time to come on over, come and visit. You could taste some pepper jelly, some good old muscadine jelly, and we can start that communal dialogue, to where we can build that tradition and keep it alive.
Right, and just ensure that those seeds are there. They are preserving them. I think they have freezers that they keep these old seeds in. And
yes, they're working on, number one, we're going to be working on a growing program, because one of the best ways to keep the seeds alive is to grow them out every year. Mm-hmm. And then also a long-term storage program.
Right. If anyone would like more information, if they can't make it on Saturday, is there a website people can go to?
They can go to vermilionville.org. Okay. It's under the events, but you'll see the little seed to skillet logo, and you can get the details and then see, because we do one every quarter. This is actually the third one, and we have, I believe, one more coming up in December to kind of round out, and then we start back again in the fall. And for those that haven't come in the past, like the first one, we had about maybe 15 people, and the second one we saw a dramatic increase in people. So we are limited as far as how many people we can accommodate in the cooking school. So if you are thinking about coming on Saturday, just give us a call and let us know that you're coming. We'll get you signed up. That way we can assure you there's a spot. And the way that I kind of like to mention it to people, because we get a lot of phone calls about it, essentially it's a $15 fee, but you get food with that, and the knowledge that you get is incredible. And you get to leave. Greg makes this incredible little packet with everything that he covers. You get recipe cards, and the whole experience of it is just very complete from start to finish. And you leave with such a wealth of information that, I mean, $15 is a bargain for what you get out of it. And you know, you keep coming and keep coming and getting it. And kind of like he said, one of the main things that's kind of grown out of these programs is people come and they share their growing techniques, their stories. And it's just a way to share, essentially, just to provide a platform for people to come and share their stories. And so we can grow this knowledge and, like Greg said, keep it so it doesn't die off.
Right. And this weekend's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a great time to be at Vermilionville, learning within these old, wonderful structures that you all have at Vermilionville. And I think people won't be able to help just feel that connection with the traditions growing in seasons here in South Louisiana. So you mentioned the pepper jelly and the muscadine jelly, but you'll be cooking something else, I believe. Y'all say that you'll be cooking some kind of beans or
red beans and collard greens.
All right.
That's right. So, yeah, the red beans, that's kind of where we'll tying the seed collecting techniques and seed storage. So as we're talking about collecting seeds, and one of the most important things to pay attention to whenever you're collecting seeds is making sure they're desiccated or dried properly, right? Because water is what begins the whole process, right? So removing that water and keeping them free of moisture, so you could store them through the season or through multiple seasons, is a very important part of seed collecting. And once they're dried, you can put these seeds into dry storage. So you can collect a few rows of beans. You can cook a good number of them, still have some saved, and have enough to plant a whole another few rows come the springtime.
Well, I'm sure people are very curious about that, because drying things in South Louisiana is more of a challenge than it is in other places, since we have so much humidity in the air. So I'm sure that will be of great interest to people. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about Vermilionville's Seed to Skillet series that began in the springtime. You can have taken all of them or just one. It's not a series that you have to have signed up for the entire time. You can call Vermilionville and register for this program, which is 2 hours on Saturday, 11 until 1 o'clock.
That's correct.
So it doesn't take a whole lot of time out of your Saturday, but you're going to take away so much information and also get to taste some amazing products, homegrown, home-cooked products.
That's right.
At Vermilionville. Who will be doing the jam, the jellies? Are you going to be doing that?
Ms. Dolores. Okay. I forget her last name, but Ms. Dolores has been helping us with the last few Seed to Skillets, mm-hmm. and she's going to be there again helping us do the pepper jelly and the muscadine jelly. Okay. So you guys will be able to taste the good old pepper jelly that I keep ranting and raving about, and this is actually my mother's recipe. So it's a nice little secret from the family that we're sharing with you guys. And I guess the only thing we ask is that you just keep passing that joie de vie down the generations, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that's kind of how it survives, you know. And that's kind of what we kind of introduce the series along with what's happening in the seasons this year. So at this point of the year, you know, we have Halloween and we have All Saints Day that's celebrated in the culture, right? So these celebrations help to celebrate charity and generosity through the begging rituals that we have as a part of the culture. And then the whole idea of All Saints Day is recognizing our ancestors and everything that they have done to bring us where we are today. And no one can live forever, but as we become an intimate part of the culture, that joie de vie, the charity, the generosity, the community, it stays alive for generations and generations. And through becoming a part of the traditions and the culture, we can enjoy that joie de vivre for ages to come.
And what better way to honor than passing on recipes that were so dear to certain people and traditions that they did yearly here in South Louisiana. So yes, learn some traditions, pass ones that you have on. A great opportunity to do that this coming Saturday at Vermilionville. Seed to Skillet, my guest Greg Guidros, Recreation and Education Coordinator at Vermilionville, will be leading this workshop and has great help from other people.
That's
talking
right.
about seeds and making pepper jelly and other goodies from our fall harvest. In addition to this, there's just so much going on at Vermilionville, Jesse. It's, I know anyone who listens to our program knows just how much you have that's happening, everything from music celebrations, culture celebrations. You're even into movies mm-hmm. now. And you've been talking about Les Vues. I think since January you all started with the Les Vues film series.
Correct.
It's been doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have a lot of interest for the one that will take place this Monday.
Yes.
They're on the last Monday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
It's being curated by Peter and Allison DeHart.
Of Make Made.
Right. Yeah. And tell us about the film that they're showing.
Well, the film that they're going to be showing is Gary Huswit's Urbanized. And it's a full-length documentary about designing cities. But it takes a look at more of the issues and the strategies behind the urban design, as well as the people that are involved, because it's not just one designer that plans a city. So it kind of looks at the architects, the planners, the policy makers, the builders and thinkers, but it also focuses on the general public and the influence that they have on it. So it's actually part of his three films. Helvetica is the other one, and Objectified is the next one. So it's part of a trilogy from what I understand. But it's just going to be a really great movie, and they've assembled a dynamite panel that's going to be moderated by the creative action team here in Lafayette. But the panel is going to be Nathan Norris and Jeff Dreyer of the Downtown Development and Design Center, Kathy Gilbert, she's the project director of Lafayette Comprehensive Plan, Hector LaSala, UL School of Architecture and Design, and basically they're just going to have a conversation about the urbanization of Lafayette and the development of Lafayette. So it's a great way to come and kind of get your voice heard and also just find out some information about what's going on, because these are the people that are having a hand in, you know, planning Lafayette. So it's going to be a really great discussion, and it's a free film series. Like you said, it's the last Monday of the month. We do ask for a $5 donation, but it's not a, you know, nobody's going to pressure you at the mm-hmm. door. It's just, you know, it's our way. We have to pay for these films to be screened, so it's just our way to cover our costs. But anybody, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. We have the bar open, so we'll have some snacks and some drinks and popcorn, and it's just a really relaxed atmosphere. And kind of like you said, people really have gotten around this. And I think what people enjoy more so than the movies are the discussions that we have afterwards, because it's not just sit there and watch and then listen to somebody being talked to, you can actually participate in the conversation and be heard and share your stories. And I think that, you know, that's what we wanted the film series to do, and that's what it was designed for, is to be able to pick a different person each month that can present their passion through film and then lead a discussion on it. And I'm really excited about this film, and I'm also really excited about the rest of the lineup for the rest of the year that I'll talk a little bit more about on Monday night. So you'll have to come to find out right. What we have coming up.
Well, definitely this film, very timely in Lafayette with mm-hmm. the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan having gone on all this past year, the Horse Farm mm-hmm. Plan, with the designer being chosen, and I think they have some public forums coming up in the next month where mm-hmm. people can give their opinion. And here at UL, the master plan that's also integrated with everything else going on in the community. So it's like this it's this gathering movement that's been happening over the past few years and really coming to fruition in Lafayette. Mm. Great opportunity, as you said, to see this film that talks about the topic and just gives us a different way to think about it. Because obviously within one community, we have a certain perspective, and this allows us maybe to have a conversation on a different level or in a different way.
And also show just the, you know, everything that it takes to get going from plan to implementation and the different people that are behind it. It literally takes a community to do it. So
right. Well, it sounds like there's going to be some wonderful people from the community there Monday night. Doors open at 6.
The film starts at 6:30. You can get there at 6. Okay. I always love visitors. We all can chat and mm-hmm. do all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, Peter and Allison, they'll be there as well as the panel. So if you want to get there a little early and chit chat, we would love to have you. But 6:30 at Vermilionville. If you want to watch the trailer for this film, vermilionville.org, we have a little slideshow on the homepage. Just click on the LayView icon and it'll take you straight there and you can read more about the panelists that we'll have, and then watch the trailer and just kind of do your homework before you come.
All right. And from Vermilionville, my guest Jesse Guidry talking a bit about the LayView film series that will take place this coming Monday. It's called Urbanized. And Greg Guidry is talking about Seed to Skillet. The next workshop is this Saturday, 11 until 1 at Vermilionville. You can register for it now. Learn how to make pepper jelly, muscadine jelly, learn how to cook up some greens and also make red beans and rice, and learn a whole lot about planting and seeds this weekend.
And you also get to try all of that food. That's I don't right. know if that was clear, yes. but you get a lunch as part of that admission.
People were picking up on that. So that's all at Vermilionville. To find out about either program, series, you can go to their website. Thank you both.
Thanks.
Thank you, Judith.
what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. She Stoops to Conquer continues for its final weekend at Cité des Arts. The 18th century comedy by Oliver Goldsmith is directed by Lauren Green White. There are original period costumes, original. Lauren made them, designed them and created and made them. Alice Wallace is the music director. It will run through Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Vermilion, at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or stopping by their website. At Vermilionville, Cinema Night, Mardi Movie, four movies this Friday starting at 7. Actually, at 6 o'clock you can go. Philip Gould would be playing music, and then the films begin at 7. The first film is Starbuck at 7. The next film is Romantic Anonymous at 9, Tomboy at 10:30, and Masquerades at 12. I believe these are in French, but with English subtitles. It's free admission. That's at Vermilionville this Friday. In Lake Charles, from 5 to 9 on Friday, the Gallery Promenade will take place in downtown Lake Charles. For more information, you can go to the Arts and Humanities SWLA.org website. Also in Lake Charles, the installation Before I Die is on the west side of 505 Bazaar at 314 Broad Street. The installation is part of a global public art project called Before I Die. Charles Talon and Eric Fuselet have teamed up to bring this to Lake Charles. That will be on Friday. On Saturday, Bike Lafayette is sponsoring Critical Mass Bike Ride. It will start off at the Horse Forum on Johnston Street. It's for kids and their families to teach them safety skills and to provide this ride in which to practice those skills. That's 9:30 this Saturday. On Saturday, starting off in Girard Park, is the Walk to Defeat ALS. It begins at 9. The UL Lafayette baseball players will be walking as well. If you would like to participate, you can register now at www.walktodefeatals.org. In Franklin, this Sunday, there will be the annual Promenade d'Art from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. It's a Main Street program. For more information, you can go to the City of Franklin website. This Saturday, the Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present author James Wilcox. He is the author of 8 comic novels, including his best-known novel called Modern Baptists. All the novels are set in the fictional town of Tula Springs, Louisiana. He'll be reading at 3:30 on Saturday in the Ernest J. Gaines Center. It is free and open to the public. In New Iberia, the Show Tune Sing-Along will take place at Café des Amis in New Iberia from 7 until 11. And on Sunday, Festival International de Louisiane and Festivals Acadien et Créole will partner to present Festival Fête de Famille Sunday from 3 to 10 p.m. at the Blue Moon Saloon. It's free to families, children from 3 to 5 p.m. And after that, there's a ticket price, but there are groups until 10 o'clock. The 3 to 5 will feature young kids playing music, French and Creole music. That's all at the Blue Moon on Sunday. Codafil will be there unveiling its opportunities in French in Louisiana, their video. On Monday at Vermilionville, the documentary Urbanized will be shown. It's by Gary Hustwit and curated this Monday by Peter and Allison DeHart of Make Made. And they will have put together a panel discussion about how we're planning our urban future in Lafayette. Lots of great panelists will be there on Monday. The film starts at 6:30. All are invited to attend. Walking Space, a lecture presentation by UL Lafayette Associate Professor Stephen Bro, will be Wednesday, 11 to 12:15 in Fletcher Hall. His exhibition is in the Dean's Gallery from September 25th through October 4th. All are invited to see the exhibit and hear the lecture on Wednesday, October 2nd. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also support KRVS at any time securely at our website. Just click on the support button or pledge now button wherever you find it on that page, and you can securely support KRVS with a contribution. Perhaps you have received your renewal card in the mail, anticipating our fall fundraiser, which will run October 18th through the 27th. If you have received that renewal card, you can make your contribution either by sending it back through the mail or making it online at krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. Franco Mix at 9. Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat at 10. Afropop at 11. Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.